Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, he played running back in the NFL for a decade. He won many a fantasy league for people back in 1998, 1999 when he had 19 touchdowns over 2 years for the Vikings. Leroy Horde, who is now best known as co-host of our the morning show on our sister station, 790 The Ticket in Miami, and he joins us on the program right now. Leroy, great to talk to you. How you doing this morning, man?
What's up, guys? I see we're suffering the same plight. No coach.
Yeah, no coach. And so, as you know, as I'm sure you've heard, Brian Flores thought to be a big candidate here in Houston with his ties to the Patriot dynasty with Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby here. Now, I guess my first question for you, Leroy, is the reports of things over the last week that were happening behind the scenes with Brian Flores does not paint a flattering picture of Brian Flores. How accurate are those reports, and how concerning should they be to a team that's looking at him as their head coach?
Well, I look at things this way. I would say my rookie year, we were 3-13. And then we hired Bill Belichick, right? And we hated the way things were going. He worked us. He paid attention to details. He, you know, wanted things done a certain way. And some guys, you know, couldn't take it. And some guys, you know, said, hey, you know, this is how I looked at it. I looked at it this way. We were 3-13. Trying to be 13-3 is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be something you've never experienced because you've never been 13-3. So you're going to have to wait it out to see if this guy knows what he's doing, because you clearly don't know. And so from that standpoint, I look at some of the things that Brian Flores did, although uncomfortable, may have been necessary to right the ship. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then let's take it a step farther. With a coach who doesn't have a grasp of how to fix things and make things right, go from being 1-7 to winning 8 out of 9.
No, probably
that doesn't
not.
Happen. Yeah. When coaches get fired, it's because they go 1-7 and end up 5-12.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I didn't think, although there were a lot of things I disagree with, me personally, I think they didn't start being aggressive on defense until after they were 1-7, which drove me crazy. You are what you are. You can't control that. And as a coach, you can't have an ego or be stubborn enough to try to force a round peg into a triangle. You mm-hmm. can't do it. So I was on him about that early in the year. But did he have a grasp of his players? Was his players responding? Yes and yes, based on winning 8 out of 9. I don't care what the schedule was. So from that standpoint, I thought that maybe a meeting or a conversation would be had. They would hash things out and go on from there. Now, evidently, that meeting didn't go as well as everybody had planned. But I'm always going to err on the side of the guy that has been through some success and turned it around and has done a pretty decent coaching job. Keep in mind, he's a first-year coach too. So every new coach stumbles through some timeout calls or clock management things, you know? And so – like, yeah, to hire a first-time coach and expect them to be well-seasoned right away, is unfair to that position. So I was a little shocked. I understand that, look, when you bring a guy in there and he comes in there with, this is how we're going to be successful, if you don't necessarily agree with that and you're the boss and it rubs you the wrong way, then you have the right to fire.
Yeah.
Leroy, if we look at Brian Flores in Miami, like obviously here in Houston, we had multiple years with Bill O'Brien. He came out of New England. He did a lot of the things that New England coaches do. He did some things differently. But when we look at Brian Flores, I don't worry as much about the Patriots tree as much as I worry about, okay, Flores had three different offensive coordinators in 3 years. He might have this same gene that Bill O'Brien does where he just doesn't play well with others. And maybe O'Brien couldn't get along with a GM or various others in a building to save his life. I don't care if players hate him. That just happens sometimes. What is there? Why did Brian Flores have three offensive coordinators in 3 years?
Because the offense sucked. What do you want me to say?
Why didn't he hire the right offensive coordinators then?
Well, because you know what? We all make it sound like, oh, just go get that offensive coordinator. He'll do a great job. Okay, everybody doesn't want the job. Some people are happy where they are. Maybe you're limited in what options you have. Maybe you're loyal to certain guys you shouldn't be. There's a lot of things that go into it. Here's what I will say about Brian Flores. I would say about the Bill O'Brien. Is that it? Here's what I would say about all these guys. They are excellent coaches that cannot be dismissed. The one thing that I would say is you can't take the same personality somewhere else. At some point, your personality will determine the success you have at a job. Regardless of who you are, you can't always be like somebody else. And I think one of the things that has hurt these guys is they all have the same personality. That can't be accurate. That can't be true, right? They're trying so hard to do what they feel is successful that what happens is you lose who that guy is. Now, you see him on the sidelines. And I will tell you that there's some coaches that are very active on the sidelines. Flores was one of those guys. He would get hot. He would show emotion, right? But then when you talk to him, no emotion. And I'm not saying you have to be that guy. You don't have to be Rob Ryan or one of those guys. But your personality is what grows people close to you, who you are, not necessarily what you're teaching. Now, that might be fine behind closed doors. But I think at some point, everybody needs to see that so they can grow to love you and the job you do. And that's what gets lost with a lot of these guys. I mean, you look at Josh McDaniels, you look at Bill O'Brien, you look at Brian Flores, you see him, and you all think the same thing. They're trying to be Bill.
Yeah.
Leroy, we're speaking with Leroy Horde. He's a former NFL running back and fullback, co-host of the morning show on 790 The Ticket in Miami. This one might seem a little bit out of left field, but Jim Harbaugh was in town here for an award show the other night for the Bear Bryant Awards, and it got everybody to thinking as his name kind of gets tossed about in NFL circles. Hey, Leroy, you're a Michigan man. Jim Harbaugh maybe might get some interest from a – is there a chance that Jim Harbaugh leaves Michigan, and how do you feel about him as perhaps the Texans head coach?
Again, another excellent coach. You're going to be blown away by his intensity. He was my quarterback in college for a year. You're going to be blown away by his intensity, but the guy's very smart. I would say this, and he's from the school of you win football games controlling the line of scrimmage. Now, where he's lost games, he's never had a quarterback when you had to make plays. But you win football games running the football, stopping the run, being dominant on defense. And we see this having success throughout the NFL and throughout all football. That travels anywhere. Here's what I'll say about that. Here's what I think. And, you know, sometimes we think to ourselves and we come up with these scenarios. And there's two scenarios I have for you. The one is with Brian Flores. You think, and I'm going to ask you guys, you know more about it than me. Brian Flores says he's going to take the job, but he calls Deshaun Watson and convinces Deshaun Watson to stay if he goes there. How would you feel about that? Now, the thing with Jim Harbaugh, under no circumstances is Stephen Ross going to ever take Jim Harbaugh away from Michigan. Because he is the University of Michigan's biggest booster.
Yeah.
He is, bar none.
Yep.
He's given him almost $750 million, and he loves Michigan more than anything. So let's keep that in our back pocket. But what if Jim Harbaugh says, I'm leaving, I'm gonna go and see about one of these various coaching jobs, either with Houston, with Chicago, with New York, with Jacksonville, you know, or with, you know, not Miami, because they're not going to do that. Then Stephen Ross says, well, if you're leaving, I'm not going to not try to get you, but I had nothing to do with it. That sounds very NFL-like.
Yeah, so are you asking us if we want Deshaun Watson back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it plays out that way,
yeah.
You think Brian Flores, if Brian Flores, and I don't know this to be true, if Brian Flores didn't really like Tua, and that was, you know, one of the things on the table, then why would he go to a place where there's not going to be a quarterback?
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. I don't think there's a chance in hell that Watson's coming back here.
But really?
it is a yeah, no chance he comes back here. But it's a fascinating hypothetical, no doubt about it. Leroy Horde, 790 The Ticket, co-host of the morning show there, former NFL running back. Leroy, we're up against it, man. We appreciate the insight on Brian Flores. Appreciate the time, brother. Have a good show next week.
All right, guys. You too. Have a good one.
I appreciate you. Leroy Horde joining us on the show. He pulled a Ross Tucker there where he flipped the interview around on us with no time left on the clock.
I know, but people like that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.